Nosoi esroish b'nei gershem gam hein. The emissary already said in the previous parasha by Tahos. Nosoi esroish b'nei Tahos. I saw it down that it's Yitochen that maybe parasha's Nosoi was really supposed to start from Nosoi esroish b'nei Tahos. Last episode we split it up that the Tahos is in last week's parasha. It would be a revach because we asked last week that the last pasuk in parasha's Bamidbar ends off with a davarah. So the emphasis is not a davarah because it's v'loy yavoyu liros kevalas hakodesh v'meisu. But it could be that maybe faket it was supposed to already start from parshas the nosay of kahos. But the emphasis, the medrash says that on one hand kahos went first, even though he wasn't the bechor. Gershon was the bechor. But Kahos was mentioned first because Kahos was Noisei Ha'aron, and Kahos is Noisei Ha'aron. Since Kahos is Noisei Ha'aron, he's mentioned first. And the Medrash says on that, even though Gershon is the Bechor, over Kahos is Torah. And the Darshan is the Pasuk, Yikarahi Mipninim. Yikarahi Mipninim, Pninim could mean the Bechor. Like it says, Vizois Lifnim Bi Yisrael. Lifnim means the first one. Yikarahi Mipninim. The Torah is more Yoker than the Pninim. And that's why Kahos is given the Kedima, in spite of the fact that he's a Bechor, that Gershon is the Bechor, or Kahos was mentioned first, Yikarahim Mipninim. On the other hand, Bechol says, Gershon is the Bechor, so the new parasha starts opening statements with Gershon. Nosi Yisroish B'nei Gershon, for the Bechor. But the Umma said there was the Maila of the Yikarahim Mipninim. The Medrash Darshan is another pshat. What does it mean, Yikarahim Mipninim? Yikarahim Mipninim, that the Torah is more Yoker than the Kohen Godol Shenichnas Lefnai V'lefnim. And this is a Zachmas Kesedah Daf Mechazon, Avad Afar Matan Torah. That the Gres, the Yakris, and the Velt is Torah. Torah is more than the Kohen Godel, Shenichnas Lefnai V'lefnim. The Shtender is Kodesh Kadoshim. A Gemara is Kodesh Kadoshim. Someone that's learning Torah is Kodesh Kadoshim. The Svasemis has Akasha. You have to know what's the Tzugam to Azakasha. So, Oy Bezoy, a Talmud Chochem should be able to go into Kodesh Kadoshim. What's the Pshat? State the fourth. Only the Kohen Godel is allowed to go into Kodesh Kadoshim. You think Yakar Ahim Epinin? That it's Takamu Yakar. So he says there's different bechinas. There's a bechina of Ben, there's a bechina of Eved, there's a bechina of Torah, a bechina of Avoid. There's different realms. Over the Etzem Yisoid, Yikarahim Epninim. If Yidur Rabbi Kiva Eger says, and under a Pneich, what does it mean, Yikarahim Epninim? Says it's a Yisoid. A Pnina is a expensive stone, a diamond or a pearl, expensive. In such Avonim Toivis Umargolius Pninim, if you find a stone that's twice as large as a different one, it's not worth twice as much. It's worth much more than twice as much. Pishnayim goydel is not pishnayim. It's much more. And avad azeh is in Torah. Yikarahim Mipninim. A person thinks he learned 1 hour, or 6 hours, or whatever he learned, 1 day, or 1 year, or whatever mishbetzet, or 1 minute, whatever mishbetzet of time you think. And if you doubled it, so now you have twice as much. No, when you doubled it, it was kefil keflayim. Yikarahim Mipninim. By Torah it doesn't go that Pishnayim, 12 and 12, famous you say, 12 and 12 is not 24. It's much more. 12 and separately 12 is not even 24. It's two different words. It's two different words. Same for Remez, but there's two different words. One is that if the 12 and another 12, if it's separate, it's not even going to be 24. Of the 12 packets is Amun with 12 Beretzifas is much more than 24. Yikarahim Mipninim. The Etzim Gedankish of Yikivegar, Yikivegar says the word on a Pninim. State the Hemshah of the Parsha, a lot of sugyas here, you have the Parsha of Vidui. This Vadu as Chatosam, it's Vidui on Gezel. But the emphasis is the Makar of Vidui in the Torah, we do Vidui on all Chatoyim, the Torah brings down the concept of Vidui, this Vadu, on Gezel. Because the Shoyrish of all Chatoyim is Gezel. The emphasis, the Rabbi Nishlam put a person in this world, and it's Kuloi Hatova from the Rabbi Nishlam, he succumbed to Em garnished. Doing not the right thing when the Rabbi Nishlam gave you chiyus and you did not utilize it for what the matara was, it's gezel. So the sherish of every chait is gezel. Vidui, the oishtrik of Torah by vidui is on gezel. Everything is gezel. Maisa, the pasuk is talking about a person saying about the different matonos, matnis kahuna, and it says there's a pasuk, v'ishes kadoshiv lo yiyah. V'ishes kadoshiv lo yiyah, shayitin lakoyin lo yiyah. Tosis and Tainus, that test, brings an interesting idea. The Gemara says, over there in Tainus, Aser to Aser is Aser b'shvil shekes Asher. That when a person gives Maishas, that's the seed that he's going to become rich. So Tosis brings an interesting idea. He says there was a Maisa. Tosis brings a Maisa, that there was someone who every year was giving his Maisris, and then one year he realized, you know, the Maisris was a Makubah, the Gemara, he had a lot of fields. To give Maisris was a lot, so he didn't give the Maisris. The next year, his field only made a tenth of what it used to make. Crop only made about a tenth. So all of his family came to visit him with Big Day Shabbos. They came to be Mesameach with him. They wanted to know what's the Simcha Mazoisa. So they told him, Vosheis, until now, you were the Bala Sodeh, and you had to give to the Koyin, or to the Rabbi Nishlam, the Matonis. Now Faket, you're representing the Koyin. You got the Asiris. And then Toshis, Bidar of Drash, says that's the Pasuk. V'ish es Kadoshov lo yiyeh. At the end, if you're not going to give, you're going to end up getting the chelik of the kutz, the part that you were supposed to give. That's the part you're going to get. You're only going to get that part. And he darshes it into the words. Nishas kadosh of lo yiyeh. Tosis then says, that's what it says, aser to aser, hayoytze hasoda shona shona. That if you're not going to give the maisers every year, then faker, it's going to end up going to the yoytze hasoda. It's going to go to Ace, who is hoylich basoda. Faker, if you're not going to give the maisers, it's going to end up, you're going to end up only getting that amount. But there's another pshat they brought from the Chafetz Chaim and under, they say their hair over here, V'ishas kadosh of lo yiyeh, is Yisoy b'chlal for a ganze life. When a person finishes L'achameh v'eshrim, what he ends up taking with him is Ishas kadosh of lo yiyeh. All the person's omol in Parnoso and in what he needed for this world, in the end, that's not what he takes. What does he end up taking? V'ishas kadosh of lo yiyeh. You end up going v'olam emes, you end up taking takapunk, what you thought that you weren't mashkiyin. That's what you end up with. Like the famous marshal, the Chofetz Chaim brings the marshal. This person came to a certain island where over there it was moly, aloim and moly, diamonds and stones. And it was over there it was marshal rolling in the streets. As they say in America, it's like, yeah, it was rolling in the streets. So over there he didn't even miss asik with it. What was he miss asik with? In that island there was no milk. So it was a very mitzvah to get milk. So he came home afterwards, and he doesn't take any diamonds, he comes home with milk. By the time he got on the boat, the bechlal got sour. Famous mashal, but the nukud is to be mashkiya in the right things, because v'ishas kadosh of loyiyeh, that's what he ended up taking back. There's a mashal. I saw. This person went up to Shemayim, and there was a long line. They're waiting on line. Everyone's going to get the din, or whatever it had to be. And this was a very wealthy person, and what he was used to, the way it ran, usually in Ba'alma day, he went over to the Malach HaMamona day, and he says, you know, I don't wait on lines, you know. And he says, not a problem, Avada, we understand that some people... So he said, okay, so how much, you know? So he told him, $100,000. No problem, I got a check right now. So the Malach tells him, no, over here we don't take checks, over here we take receipts. We're going to take receipts. If you have a receipt of what you gave him, the Ilam Hazar, the 100,000, here, the check is not going to work. Here, it's just Kadosh of Loyi. It's just Kadosh of Loyi. There's a lot of sugis in the parsha, a little bit to be telling me from each one. You have Vidui, then you have the parsha of Soita. Vaidavar Shem Moshe Lamar. So Rabbi Yonasan Eibishit says, Lamar, it's saying that Parsha Soita was only L'doiris, not in the Zman HaMidbar. Because in the Arboim Shon and the Midbar, it wasn't necessary Parsha Soita. Because in the Arboim Shon and the Midbar, the Mon was able to tell you if the Isha belonged to the base Bailo, or she has to be Chayzer the base Aviyah, because the amount of Mon that would fall, that would be the test to know if she was Taka Mezana, Tachas Bailo or not. If not, if she was Mezana, she's supposed to go back to the base Aviyah. The Mon was able to do a Bedika. Afterwards, L'doiris did this Parsha of Soita, which is a Pele d'Gezach, the Parsha of Soita, that the Eibishter gave, that Bo'ifen Neis V'fela, it would be able to be that you were Machriya, if she was Mezana or not. When Klaus was on the right Madrega, that it's able to see if she was Mezana or not. And I saw the Mefarshim explained, Ibn Ezra, the others, they explained it to Metzias. How does the Mayim Boidik? Because the Emes, when you drink Mayim, it's supposed to come out. The Mayim comes out of the guf. That's the Seder Advarim. After you drink, the Mayim comes out of the guf. Over here, Kanada Vatoli, since this Mayim was with the offer and the shame of Hashem, if she was not Mezaneh, then Adarabba, the mind can go to that place of the guf. Because Fakeret Be'emes, when if she was the Kedusha of Tahara, the Indian of Puravu is a Gevaldik, a Dover Kodosh, the Niskov, and Adarabba, and Akol Beseder. Ad Kama, that she was Poigim in that Indian, so then the mind doesn't want to go there. So Be'er, so the mind, so if it's up Sabitna, maybe you're right, she has to explode. It's a Metzias because the Mayim is not soluble to go there. It's a special Kedusha de Kemayim with Shem Hashem. If she was not Mizaneh, so the Adarabba, it's Menoroi that the Mayim should go there. And Venixavin is Mazera, it even brings Brocha, Shem Hashem. Shem Hashem was on the Mayim. It brings Brocha, and she'll have children. At Kamen, if she wasn't, so then that's good for the Metzias, that it can't be soluble. So this says, there Masbir, that it should be Ashtikal, it's moving Al Derech HaTeva. Of a Mitzat Sheni, it's Yidua, that Chazal bring, the Gemara says in Soita, that not only does she explode, also the boil. It says it's Meham Orarim, so the Balaturim brings, it's a Medrash. That Meham Orarim is Gematria 496. That's the Ramachi Vorim times twice. 496 is 248 times two. Because she explodes, and also the boil, wherever he is, he's on the other side of the world, Klapishmaya, the boil also explodes. Now, Lagabi, the boil, about it's a nes for fella, the boil didn't drink. They say this whole Asbor of the Ibn Ezra and the Shemishmuel and others that are explaining that. The nes works with surah that because the mind is not so able to go out in the regular way, so it has to explode. Over the boil has the same oinish. By him, avad it's a nes mafela. And the Ramban writes that avad it's a nes mafela. I saw the Rafarim that explained there's a steer in the Pesukim. It first the Yorech and then the Beten of Fakert. So in the Klolo, it says Yorech first because she was maskul baverbi. But Lamaisa, when she explodes, it's Beten first. So one of the Achronim, the Cheshek Shloim in the Gemara Tzoyk, he says that's only for the Isha, not for the boil. For the Isha of the Poil, when the Maisa happens, it's Beten first, because that's the Metzias of where the mind was going. But by the Poil, when it's anyways, Bederech Neis, so then it's Taka Kenusach HaKlolo. By him, it's Taka Yorech V'chakach Beten. Over the point, it's Zichra Neis, we're saying, the Shoyim here are being Mazda, it's attached to it. Over the Maisa, it goes to Bederech Neis. Now there's three Chalokim. There's the Mayim, there's the Ofar, and then there's the Ksav. So this interesting, the Gra, in a few places he writes this, it's also in Pirkei Avos and also in Kehelas. In Pirkei Avos, the Mishnah says, Akavyo ben Mahalal el Oimer, Hisakel v'shlosh dvorim, v'ein atavoli de'aveira. Dami ayin bosa, l'on atahoylech, v'lifnei mi atahosa litin din v'cheshven. So the Goyin says those three things, me ayin bosa, is mitipa srucha, So the Gra darshans on this, the pasuk in Kehelis, da es boir echa, zechoyer es boir echa, bimei bachur sefer, zechoyer es boir echa. So the Gra, boir echa could be read three ways. The word boir echa, it could be boir echa, kadosh baruch hu, zechoyer es boir echa. It's also be'ercha, be'ercha means the type of srucha that you came from, and there's boircha, the kever that you're going to go to. So Zechoyer es Boyrecha is the Histakel B'Shloish Advar. Akavi Ben Alal. Histakel B'Shloish Advar in the Einat HaBalad HaVeira. What do you have to be remembered? Zechoyer es Boyrecha. Boyrecha Hashem. Be'ercha, the Tipas Rucha. Boyrecha, that you're going to go to the Kevin. And that's the three Chalokim of the Saita. The Mayim is the Tipas Rucha. The Ofar is the Kever. And you put the Shem of Hashem into the water. The Ksav, that's Nimshakam the Mayim, is HaKadosh Baruch. So the histak of the shloish dvorim, the iyat abolim de'aveira, that ingredients in the mei hamahorim, the mayim, the offer, and the shem Hashem. And then again, the derech neis, or akaponim, there's a tight, wider neis works like that, and the guf, they're not soigal it. It's interesting that in Masechta Soita, the end of Masechta Soita has a whole perek on egla rufa. It comes in there because the Mishnah and the end of later in one of the later prokem and Soita discusses all the different things that you have to say dafka b'lashon kodesh and which things you say dafka b'shar l'shon. And one of them is egla rufa. And then mele all this blether of Gemara, perek egla rufa. But it's interesting. I saw once brought down a sefer. The pshat is there's a reason why egla rufa found itself in Masechta Soita. Masechta Soita, the concept of Soita is that on one of the gimel averus chamuras of znus, the Eibishtak upon him when Klaiso was beroyed madrigosam. That they're able, that they're on such of a madrega that takan isha that would be mazana posh the mind, it's a nes would be boidik about the mind. Egla rufa is the same thing lagabi ritzicha because the medrash brings that when we take egla rufa we don't know who the ritzayach is. The medrash says that after your oirif the egla from the arifasa egla comes out worms and various ramosin and they crawl to the place where the Ritzeach is, and they find the Ritzeach. So it's a similar idea that it's Ba'ifin Al-Tiv'i that the Rabbeinu Shlom created, that there's a way to be Mevarer. Mevarer about this Nus, and Mevarer about Mitzicha. That's another knage why it's Shaykh to Masech Besaiter, the Derech Drash. Kalaroya Soita Bekulkulo Yazratim in Ayayim. Sugi for Nozir. Isha Isha ki Yafli Lindor Neder Nozir. What does it mean, Yafli? So Rashi says Yafrish, that he's Pirish himself, he's Pirish from the Yayim. The Ibn Ezra says it's a different shot. A Nozir is ki Yafli, Zok the Ibn Ezra, because he's doing a Dover Pella. He's doing a Pella. Why is it a Pella? Because Roiv of the Olam is not like that. Roiv of the Olam does go after their tigers. Roiv of the Olam wants to have Hanoah Gashmi. He's doing a Dover Pella. But then the Ebenezer continues a few psukim later. It says he's called a Nazir. Why is he called a Nazir? Because Nazir Elikov al Roisha. Nazir Elikov al Roisha. He has a crown. He's a Melech. Zok the Ebenezer, because most people are not a Melech. Because most people, this guy's the Pella. He's the exception to the rule. Yes. Oh, but the emissary is that Roiv of the Bnei Odom are Avdei, are Vodim of their Tivus. The Melech, the one who's able to say he has the crown, is the one that's Moilech on his Tivus. That's why the Nozir is called a Melech. And it's a Dover Pella. Bechlau, a person is made out of a Guf and a Neshama. That's what a person is. And that itself is a Dover Pella. We say in Asher Yotzar, Umafli Lasois. And the Ramo explains in Oyer Chaim and Simin Vov, that that's a pillar, how the Abish is markiv, a guf with an neshama together. And then when he's eating the food, the chelik agashmi goes to give chiyas gashmi, and avada is the chelik ruchni of the food, whether you're aware about it or not, and that gives the chiyas to the chelik ruchni of the person. And then there's tefillah which gives koyach ruchni, but it's a pillar how a person is markiv both of these in yonim. But most people, like the Ibn Ezra had said, or hoil chamachat, have I say it. The Nazir is Haflev a fella. If a regular person in Asher Yotzer already saying is Mafli Vafli, the Nazir is the Yafli. He's going beyond that. And then he becomes like a Melech. Because that's what it means, a Melech. A Melech is that he's Shoylet. He's Shoylet on that Indian. And that's why I think the Ramo writes, Sefer Sa'ila, the Ramo, why does it say, it says Yiyah. The Lashon of the Pasuk is Kodesh Yiyah. Why Kodesh Yiyah? Because the Emes, the Nazir first becomes Kodesh afterwards. He was misragel himself for the Shleishim Yoyim, or for whatever amount of time that he created himself to be the Nazir, then afterwards, it's not during. During the person, the first day when he said Arani Nazir, he was Makabal on himself. He wasn't yet holding by the rest of Medrega. He took an undertaking. He's hoping he's going to make it. He undertakes. But when is it afterwards? Afterwards, it becomes Kaddish Yeh. After he is 30. He is Gemara Starshans. He is Gematria 30. That's how we learn out Stam Nazir Shavlam of Yoyim. After the 30 days, then it's going to be Kaddish Yeh lost. If he's going to take, he took upon himself this Kabbalah. He took upon himself this Kabbalah and he went through with it. So then it's Kodesh Yir. Kodesh Yir. You have Birchas Koyin. After the Nazir, you have Koyin. There's a mitzvah of Birchas Koyin. It was annoying in the Beis HaMikdosh. It's also noyig bizman hazeh. It's a machlokes rishonim. The raisa, the rabbanon, there's ganze gedorim about it. Aber here in Eretz Yisrael, the minig is avada every day. There's birchas koyin. It's brought down. The Rama brings why it's not noyig in chutz loretz. There's a minig not to do it in chutz loretz. So the Rama brings that the reason why we're not noyig in chutz loretz is because we're not shori b'simcha. They weren't the simcha. It's interesting because the Rama also brings that it's not so poshut that only someone that's married should do birchas koyanin, because someone that's shori b'loy isha is shori b'loy simcha. But the ma'aseh l'gabi that we don't pass him like that. If I say the bochram from today of the simcha, because twice the Rama brings in the nakuda that it's only pastik birchas koyanin when it's the simcha. One to explain why in chutzlar it's not, and one to explain why a bochram not. And l'gabi bochram we the ma'aseh them on that bochram yeah no sikapai. The Aruch HaShulchan brings that the emesis Me'ikar Adin, it should be Noig, and he doesn't know why it's Noig in Chutzlar. And L'chayre, if it would be up to him, L'chayre, we should make him a Pencha. But he says that there were two Gedoyle, he brings that, brought that in the Aruch HaShulchan, and Sim Kuf Chav Ches, Arachai, there was Mukablani, that there was two Gedoli Ador in the previous generations that the Aruch HaShulchan is writing, that attempted to change that it should be Noyeg in Chutz Loretz, and it was Nisvalbal that it shouldn't happen. And the past is what he's referring to, as I bent men harok, that the Goyim at one time wanted to talk and make him a pecha that they should be Noyeg in Chutz Loretz, Berchus Koyenin. And then he was jailed. He was taken. The shulchan came and put him in jail. And Reb Chaim Volozhin, and when he was trying to do it, and then there was a meister that his base medrash burnt down. And that's lechayer what the Aruch HaShulchan is referring to. Mukublani Shishnitz. In a sif, it's not a story. It's a sif in shulchan in Aruch HaShulchan. Mukublani Shishnei Gedoli Ador. We're trying to be manig. This Chaim Volozhin ben Esbalbul Inyan. He's referring to the goyim and Reb Chaim Volozhin. That's kach mukublani. That's what Aruch HaShulchan means when he says. The Gemara says in Ksubis that only a Kohen is supposed to go up to do Birchas Kohen. Ksubis, in the second paragraph of Dalit, Zor, that's Oyle Leduchin, is Oyver Be'ese. Only a Kohen is supposed to go up to do the Duchin. A Zor that goes up to do the Duchin is Oyver Be'ese. On the other hand, it's a Pelo de Gach, there's a Tois in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Ches. Tosis says in Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches, Lo Yoda Ri Ma Yisur Yesh B'Zor Ha'Oyel L'Duchin. The Ri says, I don't know what's so gefährlich. So a Zor also goes up. Lo Yoda Ri Eze Yisur Yesh B'Zor Ha'Oyel L'Duchin. Lo Yoda Ri Eze Yisur Yesh. It's a Gemara in Ksubis that says a Zor shouldn't go up. The Rishayim asked the Kasha on the Tosis. So it's interesting. The Ramah in Hilchas Orachaim in Siman Kuf Chav Ches in the Siman of Birchas Koyim, the Ramah asks the Kasha. The Ramah asked the Kasha, the Sfira. We have a Gemara in Ksubis that Zor Sha'oyel Leduchin Oyver Be'ese. And we have a Tosis in Shabbos. The Ri Machsech Nishvizendik. Lo Yodari Eze Yisr Yesh. So the Ramah answers that there's a difference if the Zor goes up by himself or together with other Kohanim. If he goes up by himself, then he's Oyver the Yisr. There's no Kohanim in the Shul. And the Zor goes up and he does Birchas Kohanim, that's the Gemara in Ksubis. He's Oyver Be'ese. But if there are other Kohanim going up anyways, and he gradually schleps along and also goes up, on that, Tosfos says, it's a big chiddush in the Ramah, that the Isser of a Zor is only when he goes up by himself. It's an interesting maisa. The Be'er Halacha brings it. The Haflo and other Rachonim, the Dvar Avraham has as Amah Halach also, that it's punkfaket. If a Zor goes up by himself, then he's not Oyver. If he goes up together with the other Kohanim, then he is. Why? It's the Taichin Vishta, not like the Ramah. Because the MS, Pashtas, you learn that the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim is only on the Kohanim. Over the Charedim, one of the Rishonim, Be'er Halacha brings it, the Charedim holds it's a mitzvah on Klal Yisrael also. It's a mitzvah on Klal Yisrael to receive the bracha. And they're a chelik of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not only on the Kohanim to give the bracha, to be the medium for the bracha, but as long as the bracha, but it's also on the Yisraelim, the Shar of Klal Yisrael, to be makabel the bracha. And that's the pshat. If there's no kohanim in the shul anyways, and the zor goes up, they didn't do anything wrong. But if there are kohanim, and the kohanim are giving the bracha, and the zor is going up to the duchen, by definition, he's being mistalik himself from his mitzvah. He's oyver ve'ese. He also has a mitzvah's essay. The mitzvah's essay, his job is to be mekabel the bracha. So that can be right when there are other kohanim. I was mishupik, what if there's only one other kohen? Because the ikr mitzvah is when there's two kohanim, emor lehem. Would the zor be oyver when there's only one other kohen going up? But that's mamish mikotzer lakotzer, the machlokes, the Ramah, and these other achroinim, when is the Isser lagabi the Zor? Now the Umas there, we have the Haredim is learning that it's a mitzvah on the Yisraelim, the mechaschinich is mesupik. What about Noshim? Are Noshim mechoyim in this bracha? Now again, Pashat, it's only a din on the Kehanim, and Avad only on Zichrei Kehuna that they give the bracha. There's no din that Abbas Kohen has the Indian of Birchas Kohen. It's Zichrei Kehuna, lechayre. Darul Arvel Bonah. Certain, like, I mean, certain, the Bas Kohen has certain kedushas, yeah, but the that's for sure. Shaila is, are Noshim also part of the mitzvah? The Haredim thin. Is it only men, or is it even for Noshim? I'm thinking now, if it's for Noshim also, first of all, it's Negeya, I know there are some shuls that the Ezra's Noshim is in the front, as an upstairs balcony, but there are some shuls that the upstairs balcony is in the front of the shul. So the lady section is you know, everyone has to go to be panim al panim to the kayanim. There are shuls that are built be'etzim that the Ezra's Noshim is above the Aron Kodesh in the front. Where are they going to go? But it's a suffix in the minchas chinuch. And I'm thinking now, what about Benois Koyin? What about Abbas Koyin? Even if it's true that Kehanim, that Noshim are also part of the Charedim's mitzvah to be Makabal the Bracha. Who are the Bas Kehanim? Who are the Nekevas Kehanim? Also, what about Bechlal? What about any Koyin who, for whatever reason, for a technical reason, is not Oila? Balmum, Ba'avelus, a Bochur who's not Shari V'Simcha, but whatever the different cases, the Koyin that doesn't, does he automatically go into the to the Charedim's then? That He's Lagar from Yisrael. It's an Echudah to be Mavar. But the Mechassan has something about Noshim. Then the Mechassan has an interesting Shiloh. There's a Zametzias of someone who's a Chetzi Koyin, a Chetzi Yisrael. The Mechassan works out how it's Shiloh. But you can have a person, it's a whole next case, how this guy worked out. But this is a Metzias of a Chetzi Yisrael, Chetzi Koyin. Yisrael was born, a chetzi shifcha, chetzi baschoyrin, and then that, the daughter that was born married a kohen, and then the whole cheshbon. But you have a person who's pashut, he's a chetzi Yisrael, chetzi kohen. So is he supposed to go up to the duchen, or he's not supposed to go up to the duchen? Mitzad echad, on the, his chelek hakahuna, has a mitzvah esei tiyeh bi'oyla. But his chelek Yisrael has an iser that he shouldn't be oyla and be makabel the bracha. So it's a shayla pashut of esei lechalois to say. It's not Esedecha Lois to say, it's Esed Doicha Esed. He has his Chetzi Koyim Chelik telling him to Yevi Oilu to the Duchen. He has his Chetzi Yisrael Chelik telling him Lehendi not to go up to the Duchen. So according to the Ramah, it depends if there's other Kehanim, we'll have to Cheshman it out. But the Etzem idea, the Chorot is going to be an Esed Doicha Esed. And there's a similar Shiloh. The Yerushalmi declares, what if the Birchus Koyanim is going to involve that he has to go into a Beis HaKvaros? The Yisei HaSedecha Lois to say, on one hand he has the mitzvah of Birchus Koyanim, but on the other hand he has a mitzvah, an essay and a Lois to say. A Koyanim has an essay and a Lois to say not to be Matame. So the Chorib of Pashas ain't Esedecha Lois of Essay. But the Frekim and Cheschinich, the essay and Lois to say of not being Makabal Tomo is ain't Oishavah, because it's only Noyeg Kehanim. The mitzvah's essay of Birchus Koyanim, according to the Charedim, is noyeg even on Yisrael, so it's an essay hashavah b'koil. So maybe then it should be more powerful, it should have the d'chiyah. So you have to know legabe the gidrei d'chiyah by Birchus Koyanim, hen legabe essay doicha, the iser essay of Zor by a chetzi Koyan, chetzi Yisrael, and hen legabe essay of Koyan being doicha, the essay of a lava tumah of Koyan. Yesh l'harach b'zatuvah, it's a ganzer noisim. But it's not so pashut b'chlal if you're allowed to give. You know, people have sometimes they give a bracha. They say yivarechacha. The Be'er Halacha handles that it's not so pashut that a Yisrael is allowed to give that bracha. It's not only when it's by duchni, when it's v'nesiyas kapayim. B'chlal to say those bracha. It's a bracha of a kohen. Only a kohen is supposed to give that bracha. Kohanim do anoy when they nifra from someone. They give a bracha. People say I'll give you a birchas kohen. So interesting, ma'aseh. They brought down that. When Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan was 75 years old, they sent him one of the Gedolim in Vilna, who was a Kohen, Rabbi Shlomo Kohen in Vilna, sent him a bracha, and he wrote him, Birchas Kohen LeKohen, and he sent him a bracha, Yivarecha, and he gave him a whole bracha. And the Elam was the Shlomo, and Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan wasn't the Kohen. Birchas Kohen LeKohen. People didn't understand. Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan said, I'm 75 years old, Kohen is 75. He said, Birchas Kohen LeKohen. Koyin is Gemara 75. It's interesting, the Gemara says in Chulin, Daf Chof Dalid, that only a Koyin who is Nismali Ziknoi is supposed to be Oyel Duchan, only if he has a beard. We had the Ramon before, only he's married. Said that he could be married. We never have Nismali Ziknoi. But I'm not sure Nismali Ziknoi, the guy shaves, it's called Nismali Ziknoi. Nismali Ziknoi just means that age. Nismali Ziknoi. The Gemara says you only do the Birchus Koyanim if it's Nismali Ziknoi. Fred Toisvis, it's a stira. There's a Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Mem Beis, the Gemara says it's giving a whole list of things about a cotton. A cotton that knows how to shake a lulav, you give him a lulav. A cotton that knows how to watch tefillin, to be shomer his gufa, you give him tefillin. And the Gemara says in Sukkah, a coin that Yodea Lifris is Kappa, a coin that knows how to duchen, you can start giving him Truma in the Beis HaGronis. When do you do Chalukas Truma in the Beis HaGronis? By which age? A coin she Yodea Lifris Kappa. That means a coin that knows how to duchen. That means that you're talking about a katan. 8, 7, 10 years old. A kohen that already knows how to duchen, you give him to get truma. So you see that we're talking that this birchas kohen, even by mamash a katan, it's a steer. And to Yovei Agmor Hashishi, the loyla hachriya b'neim yet, is that the third gemara says. The Gemara says in Megillah that a cotton shouldn't be a l'duchen. There are certain things a cotton can't do. He can't declare a b'toyra, and he shouldn't be nice a kapov. So like a triple stira. The Gemara in Sukkah's mashma that as long as this cotton is 7, 8, 9 years old, he knows how to do it. He knows how to be nice a kapov. He can start duchen. The Gemara in Megillah, the Mishnah in Megillah says, only that is bar mitzvah. The able dvarim that a cotton doesn't do, cotton is not carried b'toyra, a cotton doesn't do duchen. And Bechlal, the Gemara in Chulin says it's only when he has a zokon. So Tosfos asks the kasha, triple stira. Tosfos in a few places. Actually, in three places, in Chulin, in Silkan, and Megillah. In all three places, Tais handles B'shai. So Tais says like this, to be kvias to duchen, if you're the only one in the shul, and be kvias to duchen all the time, that's only if it's Nismali Zikna. If the only kvua de kakoyin in that shul is only a 15-year-old, also not. Be kvias all the time, not. Ba'akrai, once in a while, if you're ready by mitzvah, you can go up to duchen by yourself. Katon is only going to duchen when he's with others also. If there's anyways other kehanim going, then a kohen katan could also go up. And that's how he reconciles the stira between, on one hand it says already a kohen katan is duchening, and here it says only by mitzvah, and chulin it says nisman zikna. The pella is the Rambam. The Rambam says first that kohen only duchens when it's nisman zikna. That's the Rambam sheet. He doesn't make all these chulukim. The Rambam says nisman zikna. There's no thing, a kohen katan doesn't duchen. What does he do with the Gemara in Sukkah? Katan ayidei alifris kapa. Machal kalim beis agronis. So it's not much. Moir li gzach. The tachnas apashta sechi. It's a chidish, but it's mamash. If it's true, the hanocha, then it's mamash poshit, gavaldik. The Gemara says, a kohen that knows how to be pyrus kapov. So the Rishonim explained, pyrus kapov means he knows how to lift his hands, benesias kapayim, the way a kohen duchens. The Rambam learns the Gemara differently. The Mishnah is saying there that when a kohen knows how to collect, when he knows how to put his hands out like this, not like this, when he goes, a cotton, all the things there in the Mishnah. He knows how to shake a lulav, you give him a lulav. He knows how to watch his guf at film. And coin she there, lift for his kabam. He knows how to hand out for the collection. Then he's holding it ready. You can tell him voice. You can give him a. So the Rambam Lashi Tosei, and it's Meduit that the Rambam learns like that. The Rambam Lashi Tosei, Avada can learn that for duchening. Duchening is Avada only by. By him in the Smali Zikman. We're holding Mamish close to Shavuos. The emes is B'derech Kal Parshas Nosa is the first Parsha after Shavuos, after Kabbalah Satayr. That's why Parshas Nosa has the most Psukim, 176 Psukim, the same much as the largest Kapitel in Tehillim, and as the largest Masechta in Daf, in Shas, in Basra. However, it's Avad HaMeshach Shaychi to Shavuos. Erste Zach is, it's called Chag HaShavuos. There's a few names, but it's called Chag HaShavuos. The Sfarim write, why is it called Chag HaShavuos? Because if a person wants to know how his Chag Matan Torah is going to look, it's totally in the Shavuos. You can't wake up Erev Yontif and start making Hachonis. The Hachonis for Chag HaShavuos is Taka Shiva Shavuos, Tisparloch, the Chamishim Yom of Sfiris Oimer. It's not a Zeit to get Prat. That's what it is. It's Chag HaShavuos. The Kefi the Darga of the weeks that passed, the 7 weeks of the Sfiris Oimer, that's how it's going to cook Ois your Shavuos. It's Chag HaShavuos. Kefi the hachana of the Shavuos. I remember once the Rosh Hashiva Zecher Tzadik Levracha, the Moshe Tzvi Zatzal, he said in the Shmuz, before Shavuos, I think the Yeshiva was learning in the Doran then, but it's Meshe Shaychi to Nazir, the Parsha. We said before, the Nazir is a Pelot HaKazach, but we said that the emesis, the Nakud of the Nazir is Kabbalah. He says, if a person grada doesn't drink wine, or he grada doesn't eat, that's not called that he fasted. That's not a tzoyim. And the Gemara says, on one hand, the nozer is a choyte. On the other hand, the nozer is a kodesh yeh. It depends on the Kabbalah. If you makabel yourself to do it in the right way, then it's taki your nozer. And he said the same thing b'chlal about being a ben toira. That's not grada to go through the motions. It's to be makabel. Kabbalas ha-toira. Kabbalas nazirus. And then he brought, I think we spoke about this the other week, he brought the Nefesh HaChaim. Shardalik, Perak Tezayin, and Nefesh HaChaim says, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Kol HaMakabal Al Atzmai Ol Toiro, Mavirin Mimenu Ol Derech Eretz. So he said, it's not just black and white. Kol HaMakabal Al Atzmai, and the Nefesh HaChaim adds, Kifi Dargis HaKabalah, the more a person's makabel on himself, all Torah, that much more, kefi that amount, it will be mavir men all derech erush. That's about the vichtig and akuda, farma and Torah, that there should be the kabbalah, that a person's makabel on himself. That's what you have these weeks for. A person's makabel on himself to prepare. Now there's an interesting nakuda they talk about by Shavuos. It's a lady, but and it spells on the kasha. On Shavuos, we talk about Nasa v'nishma. Nasa v'nishma. So the Beis Halevi has a kasha. What's type of pshat in Nasa v'nishma? L'chayra, Nasa v'nishma, they were mishabed themselves to do whatever. They don't even know what they're being mishabed themselves into yet. Nishma afterwards, but they're going to do it. On Fred. On Heron. It's davar shaloi bala oyvam. How could a person be mishabed himself on something that he doesn't know? It's davar she'ein like kitzvah. There's a musik in Shiva, you have to know what you're getting into. What does it mean? What's the taicha of a nishma? It's not chal. You can't be mishabed yourself on a davar shaloi bala oyvam, on a davar shaloi yadua, on a davar she'ein like kitzvah. So what's made nasa v'nishma? What's made this? So the Beis Halevi goes to the Mahalach and he says, The Nakuda is Avdus. If a person is Makabal on himself, that he's going to be an Eved, then you don't ask, he's going to be an Eved, but we don't, it's Dabashi and Lakitzvah, we don't know what the Odin is going to want from him, and then you don't know the details, you don't know. No, I'm Makabal, the Etzem Shibud Haguf of Avdus. That's Chal, even if it's Ein Lakitzvah. It is Kitzvah. I'm an Eved. Eved Hashem. On Pratim, a guy says, I'm Makabal of a certain amount. How much? I don't know. You will discuss later, and I'll be Mashabi. You can't do that. It's loy bala oylam, it's ain loy kitzvah, it's not mugdar. It can't be chal. In the lungs of the sugya, the shibud nechosim can't be chal. But if it's shibud haguf, that you are an eved, and that's the taich of nasa v'nishma. The taich of nasa v'nishma is this nakuda, that you makabal on himself to be the eved. So, memela everything is nechal on the shibud. Memela everything is nechal on the shibud. That's the yesoid of nasa v'nishma. Abdus. I saw others for him talk about, it's the same word, but from a different there. We spoke, I think, last week that there's aliyahs and yeridahs. We spoke last week that the yeridahs are necessary, the aliyahs of a person only come because there was the yeridahs. Shevi yipul tzavik, and cause of that, become aliyahs and yeridahs. Oh, but nasa v'nishma, the Gemara says, is the roz of the malachim. Because by a malach, there's no aliyahs for yeridahs. The darg of nasa v'nishma is, avad, there are yeridahs and aliyahs. But then even during the Yerida, the Maisa, you're going to do your best. Nasa v'nishma. There are Yeridas, and we have to be aware of it. But the Arbit is that there's never the Yish, that it's Beretzer. But that's the Nakuda, the way the Beis Halevi touches it up, that the Yisoid of Nasa v'nishma is Eved Hashem. If it's Eved Hashem, Memele, it's not a Shav anymore of Dover Shem like kids. Oh, but I want to suggest there's another Mahalach Hefshir in the Kasha, the Beis Halevi. It's Yedua, it's Molei in Midrashim, Chazals, B'yoyim Chasunosoi, Zu Matan Torah. Matan Torah was the Chasna, with Klai Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Chosn, Klai Yisrael is the Kala. There's also Klai Yisrael is the Chosn, and the Torah is the Kala, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Chosn, Klai Yisrael is the Kala. So there's a Chasna. The Mora says, Ksubis, when there's a Tnoyim written up between a Chosn and Kala, then you're allowed to be Meshabit even on a Dabash Engle Kitzvah. Taisus writes in Ksuba. So you can write on a Ksuba. The guy doesn't have anything. He's writing $1 million in a Ksuba. In the Shibud of Ksuba, it's different. In the Agav the Chavivus of the Shibud of the Chasana, you're able to be Meshabit just on Dabash Engle Kitzvah. So in one word, the Beis Halevi's word in Nasa Nishma is Avdus. This other gang, Shroshim to this, it's a Chasana. In a Chasana, there's no Cheshboinus in the Shibud. And that's the Nakud of the Nasa Nishma. And it's Yidua, we say B'Ktzor, it's Yidua, there's a lot of rias to this, that it's not, Shavuos is not the wedding anniversary of Klal Yisrael. It's the Chasna itself. Every year is Nochmal Matan Torah. Kama v'kama rias to that, that Kipshuta, it's Kabbalah Satorah. It's not the anniversary of the wedding, it's the wedding itself. And that's why, as far as I'm right, that on Shavuos is Mamish, the zivug of Klal Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so a person, especially during the Shiva Shavuos of preparation, shouldn't be that much misasik about how many cheesecakes and which cheesecake. It's important, and the Simchas Yontif, And for Yungalai Tavada, for the Mishtatif in the I don't know if in the Achonis, but in the Shevach of the cheesecake. Yeah, Avada. It's true. But we're looking at Bissel Hecher over here. The Medrash brings, it's a Zoyer. That by a chasm, an Oni came in, and it's a fancy wedding, and the Baal HaSimcha is saying, any Oni that comes in gets whatever he wants. And this Oni comes in, and he asks for a piece of bread. The guy's giving out. Yeah? And this Oni comes in, and he pasha asks for the wrong thing. The person has to know he has the opportunity. We're coming to the Shavuos. The Zohar says, the Lashon, it's Vayitein Masas Kiyad HaMelech. The Lashon of the Pasuk. The king's giving out. It's the king's daughter's wedding, and he's standing out. He's giving out. The wedding guy, he's giving $100 for Zohar. So, and the guy comes in and says, I want a piece of bread. Have Musagim. It's a chasana. And the Nakut of the chasana is Ava. You know, sometimes people ask, maybe it's not Kedai, and I'm not passing you what to do, but speak out the Shaila. Bacha comes to me and says, I stayed up all night Shavuos, but the Maaseh, the rest of the Yom Tov mamash didn't come. I was all famated, I davened v'sikin, hal gabar, I fell asleep, I was all, especially it's a 2-day Yom Tov, the whole thing gets mamash, my whole schedule went haywire, I didn't recuperate till Shavuos HaBetamos, it didn't go, I know from last year, it didn't go. So should I stay up all night or not? I have a plan. I'll go to sleep, I'll have the suit, I'll go to sleep, and I'll have some Simchas Yontif, I'll get up, I'll daven in the 7 o'clock meeting in the morning, and he has it all planned out. He's going to be with his koiches. I'm not answering what to do. Frega Shaira. But I want to say in a kuda. The guy is a cheshbon. The staying up all night is ava, kule ava. A chosen kala, you're not going to ask us a shaila. What says now? It's kule rots of ava. We're getting the Torah, we're staying up all night. We're not holding by making the cheshbon yourself. Now again, a person has a shaila, the frega rov, as maybe for him it's kedai. I'm not coming to say what yeah, what not. It's a makor, a musmach from this minig. But their harem, what it means that we're staying up all night. It's taka on a cheshbon. I don't know what. Hopefully, koyches afterwards. If you do it the right way, you have koyches to take a nap and be able to learn afterwards in the afternoon even more. Avad, if you're able to have koyches and have koyches afterwards by yisrochem that it doesn't patch up the next 2 weeks. Oh, but what's the nakuda? The nakuda is that right now it's on a cheshbon. What's now? It's Leil Shavuos. Yes, it's the chasna itself. It's an under tzugam. So I'll point out that's two different mahalchim. Avdus and a chasna. The two taichin in Asa Ben Ishmael.